Doggone Pet Recovery. Kat Kavanaugh is the owner. Kat, thanks for joining us. When did you start this company?
So I've been rescuing dogs pretty much my whole life.
I'm with
you. last summer, I was using trail cameras. So then I discovered thermal drones, and I decided I need one of these. This is such a crucial tool to do this. So August of last year, I got my thermal drone.
I think you better franchise right now, Kat, because this is a pretty cool story, and the buzz that you've got surrounding finding the Bernese Mountain Dog is pretty impressive. So are you have an official business now, and if someone loses their pet, they reach out to you, and you get on it, and you use that drone with thermal imaging, and you try and find their pet and bring them home, right?
Yep, exactly.
My gosh, so much better than the days of having to put posters up on the telephone poles and driving around yelling out your window and all that other stuff we always did. Tell me the story about the Bernese Mountain Dog.
So I was contacted by Kate and David, the owners, a few days after he had been missing already without successful sightings of him. And I came out, I work a full-time job. And so I came out for a couple hours one day, and then the next day I came back out. But I had promised my family on Sunday that I would spend some time with the family, you know, so
right.
I had to do that commitment. But I told them to reach out to Mike with Smith & Gehrer because he had just rescued a dog in Woodstock. And I said, I would not be offended at all. Reach out to him. I just, you know, we just want your dog back.
Yeah.
And so they did. And then, I told my family, I'm like, oh, can I please go? Like, I want to meet another pilot. I want to help out. You know, in my heart, I wanted to continue, but also had that family obligation, too. So my family understood. They're like, absolutely, go. And met Mike out there, and together we found Charlie. He found Charlie, and I kept eyes on him with my drone while he was changing batteries out, and we would swap back and forth. So he found him, and then I got the recovery process. Luckily, we had a local trapper that showed up, and I put her on the phone, Stacy Swab Medina, and I'm like, Stacy, talk them through it. You know what to do, you know, while I fly, Mike flies. So it was really a big team.
My gosh, it takes a team, and it's... The story is amazing because the dog did have a broken leg. So the dog was hiding and nervous. And even though it was only a few minutes from home, which is even more horrifying that your dog, because he was out for about a week, right? Or 2 weeks?
7 days, I believe.
Yeah. Cold weather and a broken leg. And do you know how the dog's doing now?
He's home now and recovering.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And that's what's most horrifying. And also gratifying about the story is that, you know, the dog could have died. I mean, you've got coyotes,
absolutely.
You've got all kinds of, you know, what wouldn't be a predator for a regular Bernese Mountain Dog. If the dog is injured, it certainly can become prey to several things in the area. So you're not the only company then. Is this a thing nationwide then that we're now finding pets or recovering pets by drone technology?
Yeah, so it's got to be a certain drone. It's not so, they sell drones at other like department stores and stuff, and it's not the same kind of equipment. The equipment that Mike and I have and that other pilots have, it's very, very expensive because it's amazing technology. It's got the thermal camera on it, and it's got a zoom lens that zooms 200 times so we can verify what thermal image we're looking at. Stress to people, do not hire just any drone pilot or my neighbor has a drone, you know, he'll go like, no, it's not the same.
Because you're going to frighten the animal.
Technology.
Yeah, you're going to frighten the animal and the thermal technology and the amount you pay certainly gives you the results that you're looking for. We're talking to Kat Kavanaugh. She's the owner of Doggone Pet Recovery. Big story that broke in the past couple days about the recovery of a Bernese Mountain Dog with a broken leg that was only a couple minutes from home. So in rescuing dogs, there's then you have to work with the owners because it pretty much has to be the owners that approach the dog and get them, in this case, an injured dog to come to them or trust them, right? Or you mentioned
yes.
a trapper.
So finding the dog is only the first step. The recovery process has to be followed or the dog could run off. It's just as important, the recovery process. And it has to be someone that the dog bonds with the most. That's who we'll get.
Yeah, I went through this over the holidays. I was headed to Germany with a WGN group, and I got a message from someone that said, hey, my husband saw this dog, recently had pups. The puppies are nowhere to be found. It's living off of 83rd. It's in a truck yard. Can you help? And mm-hmm. I'm telling you what, my friend Buzzy put together a team of rescue people, probably like you operated in the past, Kat. And it took a couple mm-hmm. days. It took a couple days to get that dog, but they got that dog, and she's absolutely lovely. She was malnourished, but the issue
yeah.
is the amount of time. So I would imagine you can't just charge for putting your drone up in the air. It's the amount of time that you have to commit to finding a lost animal. So what kind of price
right.
are we talking for people listening if they want to hire you to retrieve an animal?
So I don't have, because I just started in August and my time is limited because I still have a full-time job, I haven't really set in stone some prices, but I know other pilots, I've looked at what they charge, and it's anywhere from, say, $250 to $500 for a couple hours of flight, and then, you know, some charge mileage and, you know, depending how far. I had someone reach out to me from New York. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Like, wow.
But I did guide her other ways, you know.
But so. this is why I said franchise it, Kat, right now, franchise it, because I think when people lose their pets,
yeah.
they'll pay $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000. They'll pay whatever it takes to get those animals back home safe and sound. And I would imagine finding a cat might be a little more difficult than a dog. Because the thermotechnology?
A little bit, because
yeah.
cats like to hide, you know, in warm places. So they could be in a car engine. They could be under something. We can't see through, you know, objects.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, cats are a little more difficult.
So I would imagine if you're new to this game, you probably don't even have a website yet, right?
I don't have a website, no. No, I have a Facebook and an email. I don't have a website yet.
And how do people find you on Facebook?
On Facebook, I have Doggone Pet Recovery Facebook
okay.
page. And
okay.
same email, doggonepetrecovery@gmail.com.
And you sound like an animal lover, so how many dogs do you have?
I have two. I would love more, but not everyone in the house is like that. I'm like, I need more dogs. I would love to have a barn and save all of the dogs that are, you know, unwanted at the shelters. It's just, it breaks my heart.
Yep, I'm with you on that. Thank you so much for joining yeah. us, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. No worries.